travel, many of us conjure up images of old science fiction B-movies. Lame and nerdy with convoluted plots, time travel stories might seem like a slow death to some readers. However, time travel has many elements. For instance, while traveling backward in time to change the present is the most utilized tool, time travel books can also happen in the future. Additionally, there is what I like to refer to as the unscientific time travel novel. These novels give little or no scientific explanation for jumping through time. In fact, the voyage is just a device to get to the bigger point of the novel. Some are romances, a modern woman catching herself a gentleman. Some are historical or literary, and some are suspenseful thrillers. These novels can be tame, but also have a tendency toward unexpected violence and adult content. While these novels require the suspension of belief that such a thing is possible, they are hardly worthy of the science fiction classification. If you are tired of your present reading circumstances, get ready to be transported into a good book. Starring Christopher Reeve and Jane Seymour, Somewhere in Time is written by Richard Matheson, famed horror writer of such books as Hell House and I Am Legend. In Somewhere in Time, Matheson crafts a romance of sorts involving Richard Collier, a traveling screenwriter who falls in love with the famous American actress Elise McKenna. McKenna, however, happens to have lived 75 years previous. Collier, who has been wandering aimlessly, suddenly discovers his purpose in life is to travel back in time to win the heart of McKenna. But is this a reality or the delusion of a desperate man? Does he really have the power to change time? A classic tale of the immortal power of love from a man's perspective, Somewhere in Time leaves a lasting impression. In The Time Traveler's Wife by Audrey Neffenegger, Henry de Tambell suffers from chronodisplacement disorder, meaning he inexplicably jumps back and forth through time, leaving his clothes and possessions behind him. Henry frequently faces dangerous conditions and is forced to bend the law to reacquaint himself after traveling. However, one benefit to traveling is that Henry meets Claire. Claire has known Henry since she was 6 years old. She shared his secret with him, providing him with clothing, food, and shelter when he traveled. She has been in love with him for years and can't wait for a time when they can be together like a normal couple. But even as the relationship grows over the years, Claire and Henry must fight to stay in sync with each other. Told in alternating perspective by each partner, The Time Traveler's Wife is a deep exploration of characters and their interrelationships. The 13th Hour by Richard Deutsch is a time travel thriller. Nick Quinn is accused of murdering his wife, Julia. A strange man offers Nick the chance to save his wife and gives him an unusual watch to accomplish this feat. For the next 12 hours, Nick is transported back in time in two-hour increments to relive the previous hour. As Nick attempts to prevent Julia's death, he realizes her murder is only a small part of a bigger conspiracy. Every action to prevent catastrophe causes unforeseen impacts and setbacks to Nick and Julia's plight. As Nick's chances grow fewer and danger looms at every turn, he must risk everything to change his fate. If you are in the mood for a plot-driven, fast-paced, and suspenseful read, The 13th Hour is the right book for you. By Octavia E. Butler. Dana is a writer in 1976 when, shortly after her 26th birthday, she is transported back in time to pre-Civil War Maryland. Upon arrival, she saves the life of a young man named Rufus Whalen. As Dana travels back and forth between present and past, she struggles with herself as her desire to keep Rufus safe conflicts with her desire to help the other slaves on the plantation. She walks a thin line between slave and free, always aware that one false step could endanger others or even kill her. As Rufus grows from an impressionable boy to the head of the plantation, and Dana grows from an observer to a participant, she realizes that her kindred had to endure hardships that were unfathomable and life-shattering. By the end of her ordeal, she too will be forever changed. Books sound interesting, you might also want to check check out the following titles. In Outlander, the first book in a series by Diana Gabaldon, Claire Randall is a field nurse in 1945, newly reacquainted with her husband, when she accidentally touches a boulder from a circle stone and is transported back to 1743. As an outlander in Scotland during the Jacobite Rebellion, Claire faces danger and political intrigue, but the biggest threat to Claire might just be losing her heart. A Short Cut in Time by Charles Dickinson tells the story of Josh Winkler, father artist and resident of Euclid, Illinois, a town full of perpendicular sidewalks that act as a shortcut through the town. While riding on his bike down one of these walks, Winkler is transported back in time 15 minutes. His discovery, in conjunction with the appearance of a girl claiming to be from 1908, begins to impact Winkler's family and the town's history in ways he can't even imagine. To read the following novels or discover ones like them, make sure to go to your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talk, signing off until next time.